interestingly, I'm tackling a similar topic as Stefan, only just in an engineer way of doing things. So, well, let's start. I have less time. What does this complicated presentation title means? Tickle TDOM schema objects are just ordinary tickle commands, instances created to validate primarily XML data structures, but in principle, you can use them to validate any kind of hierarchical data. Configuring such a tickle, such a TDOM schema command means tell the schema command the structure of the document type, and context-dependent tickle commands are also basically ordinary tickle commands created with tickle create object commands, but they are special in some sense and work only in a special evaluation context. So what will I tell you? I try to explain some kind of pattern. Pattern is a great word, or method for binary coded DSL. But my DSL are just only tickle commands. So your DSL is a tickle script in which you can use every ordinary tickle construct and tickle command plus the domain-specific commands. This is especially useful if you have a tickle command that has a client data which needs complex nested configurations. A problem that arises not only if you try to explain a schema to a validator, it has, I think, a bit of a wider use also. Think of, you have a command that creates an instance, a schema instance, in my example. The XML stuff is just an example. I think the idea, the method of doing this is generally. So you have then your complex command instance, and you need to configure them somehow. You have an ordinary tickle script here. This is something else, as you showed. Your Pongo language isn't a tickle script. It's just a real DLS. But I use really tickle scripts for configuration. Okay. So why did I did this? The task I had to solve, or the task I wanted to solve, is to create a validation engine for TDOM. TDOM has a lot of features, but structure validation, yes, was missing so far. So in principle, it looks really simple. You have a document description that has you that must be fed into a validation engine, and then you can use document instances, throw it to the validation engine, and the validation engine say, yeah, document is valid, or no, document is invalid, and ideally give a reason for this. So this looks easy, but let's look at the left side. What means the document description? Well, there are a lot of XML schema languages. You have the original DTD specified in the XML recommendation. It has its own syntax. It's not XML, it's not something else. It's a special invented syntax for describing document data types. There is a next generation XSD XML schema. This is an XML vocabulary. You have RelaxNG, an alternative XML vocabulary. There is another variant of RelaxNG, the compact syntax. This is a text format, also an own syntax. There are others, TSD, and especially interesting is the last point. There is application-specific document descriptions. I have to confess I'm guilty. I've also done this, and I I must support this, and I wanted to support as many as possible of the above. Now you have a lot of different languages and a lot of different syntaxes. So, well, what want you to do? So, to write an parser for every these languages to feed that into the validation engine doesn't sound really appealing and seems to be a lot of work. So, what about this? I take the different languages, streamer languages, feed them in the TickleScript. The TickleScript do something, configures the validation engine, and I'm done. So, no, this isn't what happened. This is Git rebased history. This is not what I did. The fossil way of history is tell it as it was. On the right side, you have the instances, and you have to actually validate the documents at some point. You not only have the problem to tell the data structure to the validation engine, you have to actually do the validation of the documents. Now, there are only a limited small set of structural contents, constraints, sequences, choices, any variants and combinations of them, but it isn't. I don't want to tell you that writing a validation engine is an easy task. It isn't. But it, on the other side, isn't really rocket science, because there are a lot of academic studies about algorithms, and there's some prior art. And I did it already two times, one time in C and one time in Tickle. I knew how to start this part, while I, on the other side, still musing how I solve this problem of different schema description languages to put into validation configuration. So I decided to start with the validation part and coded my C things, decided to postpone the development of irgendwie schema language reader parser, started to write the engine, the C structures, the validation code. But, well, at least I have to test my code. Unfortunately, I make the experience that the things doesn't work at first. I have to do testing. So, to test the engine I was writing, I needed to fill up the internal data structures for the validation part. So this is something directly at the beginning of Tickle as language itself. I think if I'm really, if I informed right about the history, so that was microcontrolling testing was one of the rules of Tickle. So I wrote Tickle commands to fill up my validation client data structure I needed. And at some point I realized, hey, that is the solution for my XML schema language reader part. I write the XML languages in Tickle. Okay, I have to parse and process them anyway, but parsing and processing in Tickle is much easier than doing it in C or so. So, how does the things look like? I took an RelaxNG example on the left side for the Menschenverstand. So, an XSD variant would be even complicated. So, this describes in RelaxNG a very simple document structure. And here on the other side, you see how you tell this document structure to a TDOM schema command, a TDOM validation command. Yeah, I defined the element address book. You see, this is the address book. Then I have multiple cards. And the card elements must have each one an element name and an element mail. Both elements contain text. Quite simple. Maybe I can show a bit more involved example. No, I can't, obviously. Then I go back. Okay, sorry, the more examples. So now it's come the adaptation part before I go to the part how I done it. So I invented some Tickle schema definition language. You can define elements, you can define element types, you can define pattern. Pattern are a group of content elements for reuse or for reference for referencing. You can define text types. You can describe the structure, the content of the elements with element. This may be nested attributes. You can the different content models, choice, interleave, group, mixed, such things. This is a lot of some other most commands. Especially important for me was that I can have constraints on text. Here is a simple example. So this defines an expected element with the element name number. This number is a text element. This text must be either the fixed string undefined, or it must be a positive integer. Yeah? If you need to several times, you can define a text type, the text type number type, and reference this here with this way. So this is how it looks like at the end. Text type commands to constrain the content of an text-only element. You see a lot of basic type tests, integer, positive integer, non-negative number, base 64, some more. There are text property tests, length, max length, min length, reg expression. Match is the string match out of Tickle. You can have ID ref, key and key ref. This means IDs over the whole element or IDs over subtrees will be checked as constraints. There are also things like processing texts. So you can define a constraint here with split. The text will be splitted with different types, different processes. That results in a list, and every element of the list has to validate against the constraints in this given script. So that is this what already is implemented in there, and you can use it. Now is the question how to use such a validate command. Okay, you have to create a validation command. You can name it as you like it. It gets your name. And then you define your document structure. So after you have defined the document structure, there are several ways to use this. You can use the schema command standalone just for validation. You can validate a string. You can validate a file or a channel. Maybe especially interesting is this method. You can validate in a kind of event or sex-like model. You can tell the element, the validation engine, here starts some element, then the next event is some text maybe, or it is the next element is a sub-element or so, and you can then signal the end of the innermost level. So you can validate with this any hierarchical structure with consecutive events. You have to write the lexer for this, then in Tickle, but then you can you can validate any hierarchical data with this model. Well, standalone is nice. Maybe some Tidum users are here. So you can also fly on the fly validate your documents just with a new option validate command. You name the configured validate command, and the document will be passed on the fly while Doom building. The same while sex parsing. Especially interesting is you can post-validate Doom trees or Doom subtrees if you like. So this is how it looks. Why do I find it so appealing to use Tickle scripts for this configuration task? Well, the most important point is you don't have to invent a configuration syntax. Let me stress this. You don't have to write a parser. You have already the Tickle parser. You don't have to document the syntax, of course. And the audience is already familiar with this kind of language. So, and your configuration language inherits a full-fledged script language, Tickle. Useful in some ways. So look at these two examples. So you see, I have a proc that defines three attributes. You can, in the configuration script, just call this proc instead of every time typing your three attributes. Another example would be if you need or want to split up your schema definition in several files, you can just read it with the normal Tickle constructs and are ready. So the question is, oh, there are also consonants. In case of legal or standard configuration formats, you obviously need a script to convert maybe the XSD or something else to the Tidum schema language. There is a risk that you only implement that features that you need for the task at hand. This is a problem if you do something like this, where you have definition languages like DTD, XSD schema, or something else. We have in Tidum another example of using the technique I want to describe with the append from script technique. But I skip over this and go to the parts that are needed to implement this. You only need three things. You need a place to store a pointer. You need the master command, the schema command that does the work. This is an ordinary Tickle command that has a client data, a complex client data typically. And then you need the context sensitive commands to configure this command. These commands have no own client data, but work on the client data of the master. This sounds maybe complicated, but it isn't. I will just show in three or four slides everything that is needed to make this work. Well, this everything is needed to make this work is the part of a bit care with the C implementation. So, a place to store a pointer is really simple. In threaded Tickle, you need a thread private piece of data. This can safely done because of the apartment model. You have only one Tickle interpreter per thread, so there's always per thread, only one interpreter that may hold his hand on this single place of the store pointer. And in Tickle, here is an example as it's done. You define just thread specific data. This is for people using thread code a relatively simple thing. You get in this kind of defined, two defines. The one gets the value of this place to store a pointer, and the second define sets this place So this is the place to store a pointer. The master command is an ordinary tickle command implemented in Z. So you have several methods typically. Especially is the configure. If you name it configure, you may name the method as you like. The method that uses this technique. You get here the actual value of the global place to store a pointer. You have to check, is the value in the global place the same as the client data? This means your command is called recursively inside your configuration script. Depending on what you do, there may be different ways to handle this. So check, handle error out, whatever. Then you need to evaluate the configuration script. Before you evaluate it, you set the client data of your master command in your global place to store a pointer. Important is to manage an evaluation counter. Then you evaluate your configuration script. You decrement your evaluation counter. You restore the global pointer place. What does this mean? Here an example. So I have here a definition script. Inside this definition script, the command will be called itself. This is the recursive call place. So if you have a tickle script, everything can happen. So you have to care about this. The next important thing is maybe you delete your command that at the moment evaluates the code. So you need to care that you don't get segmentation fault. For this, the evaluation counter is needed. You can only destroy your command if the evaluation counter is back to zero. So this is the instance delete command. If this gets called, it checks the evaluation counter. If the evaluation counter isn't null, is greater than zero, then it signals that the user wanted to delete the command in the data structure and returns. So that the data structure itself survives until the configuration script finished. This means that in the master command, you have to check after every evaluation of a configuration script, was cleanup after use requested. This means someone inside the script had deleted the command, and if the current evaluation counter is zero, then call the instance delete. Okay. Every tickle evil using method of the master command has to check this. The actual context sensitive commands are relatively easy. Typical normal tickle create object command created commands. The only thing you have to do is instead a client data that you don't have, you see there is null, you get the schema data from our central global place to store. So, another note, if this context sensitive command itself, hierarchical nested, evaluates tickle, you have to care about the current evaluation counter. Very simple, just the two lines or so. So, finished. That's it. That's all you need, and then you have this work. Okay, I rushed a bit through this. I hope I had made clear the idea. Any questions, any comments?
Thank you very much. It sounds very useful, and I see many applications for this. I mean, a technical question. I mean, this S data you have you, for the S data, this thing that you're saving per thread, have you considered to use a tickle OBJ type and use the internal representation of the nested structure as a, instead of using the per thread data? Then in this case, more or less, tickle will care about this, because as long as you have this tickle OBJ referenced and active, you can access the internal data of this nested structure, and you can update it and whatever. And therefore, it might be also easier for the implementation.
I have to confess, I haven't understood the idea you propose.
A tickle OBJ type.
Yes.
You define your own type, and the type is your schema language. And if you compile this schema language into your S data C structure, then you can access this as long as nobody messes with the structure. And therefore, you can use a C structure afterwards wherever you want to reference it in a simple way.
A little bit like I did with the...
Yes. Actually, no, I think. The main point is the possibility to build up a hierarchical configuration. This is a problem in structure definition, of course, this is a hierarchical definition. And I wanted to be able to do script tickle languages. The problem is these commands, you mean this should be object methods, my configuration commands, or what is the idea?
This is external syntax, which is the nested tree structure. But if you want to convert this to internal representation, you have your own program able to do this whenever you want and whenever you reference it.
Yeah, I think I understand what you mean, but this... You mean the actual internal data structures used for the validating parts as type-specific data.
Yes, right. I mean, similar as whatever the typical source code of a proc, but the internal structure is the bytecode, and it would be similar to that.
Yeah, I have to think of it. You have the typical pitfall: if the object shimmers, then you have lost everything. That is a normal problem. Somebody lives with that. But
just a question. Maybe it's not a good idea, but it just came up that it might simplify things. I mean, the main problem is, from my point of view, if somebody messes around with the structure afterwards. I mean, that means you use it, whatever, as a list or as a dict or whatever, then you change internal structure. It's a shimmering problem.
A shimmering problem. This is a problem you don't have with this. So you have a normal tickle command, and all the information sits in the client data. The information will be collected that are these configuration or structure validation commands triggers. This information will be collected in the structure that is used as client data. I think this is a very robust approach, I think.
Except for other applications that use the client data as well.
Yes. Yes. Any more questions?
Thanks for the talk. So 2 years ago, so before Corona, I was looking into the schema validation framework of
Freedom
at the time. There was no text, this text level, so to say, checking at the time. So
yes,
was
only structure, yes.
The other thing, because you had these four, like check boxes, so to say, where you said this is an advantage of having an internal tickle, so to say, syntax.
Yes.
To reuse the tickle. I think a fifth one should be added, because I think that there are some schema definition languages, so to say, that allow to reuse schema definition fragments, right? You can have it in a non-hierarchical way reference fragments from all over. I mean, this is valid for XML schema, it's also for JSON schema and so. So I think it's a very important feature that you have these commands, right, the validation commands, and that you can nest it and cross-reference, because this is how you can map those schema language features that you have, so to say. I think that's a big plus that, that should be mentioned.
Yes, this is these dev commands are all entities that can be referenced at every place. And you can them reference before you define them, maybe, also if you want. There is then a placeholder, and if you actually define them later, everything will work. So you have a lot of components you can use, reference also, and I added text constraints, most important for me, of course. Well, if somebody is interested, I'll show a bit complexer schema definition that makes things maybe a bit clearer then.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Rolf. Great. Also, thanks for a great TDOM. Just a question. You presented all those standard parts on the left. Is the code, did you already author the code to convert
the
standard ones to Tickle?
There are scripts to do this. DTT, I think, is fully managed. I also have scripts that convert the SANA parts of XSD to this. XSD is a monstrum. It is a catastrophe. It isn't me that say this, it's James Clark, James Clark's words. But as an example, I have converted scalable vector graphic XSD document description by script. And made speed tests also. Seems that the stuff is mostly at least as fast as XML lib, sometimes double as fast as XML lib. Also, the result is, so far as I can see, impressing. To tell the truth is to have a fully XSD to TDOM schema converter, I have to do some steps. There are some problems. XSD has its own regular expression language, for example. It is a simple language, but it has two or three interesting features. It has more character classes, is one. And it has character class differences. You can use a character class, subtract another character class, and this is a construct in this regular expression language. I already have a peg parser that parses the XSD regular expressions, which is the base to convert every XSD regular expression into a Tickle regular expression. And Tickle regular expressions are as text constraint commands allowed. So there are a few things. Another part is that XSD instances, the document, are allowed to signal content changes. You can, in an XML instance with XSD attribute, signal that you mean this or mean that. A very crude construct. This would be too odd. I'm slowly going this way. I think at the end of the year, I could claim feed your XSD into my script. At the end, there will be a TDOM schema language script, and it will be fine and do the same, I think.
Thank you. Propose. It looks like you two played as baby in the same sandbox.
Then.
It looks like you two played as
it's
the same
similar, similar.
Okay, we saw some examples where you made a procedure to combine a few simple elements into a special. My impression by that time was that most of the construction is just TCL without any C backend. Now, how much How does it actually need the C backend?
Super. Every command you see here is, this list of text constraint commands, this list of structure commands, every single command is a C-coded command. Every single. You can call them outside this context. They will just error out. Say, okay, there is no schema context I can work on. Every configuration script is a normal TCL script. But you have, in the case of XML, you have this bunch of special commands that actually work on the character data, on the client data of the validation command, and adds the information to this client data. And then if you feed a document, then this information collected in the client data of the validation command will be used to validate. No, it can't. The validation is done in C for speed. I have written validation on the script level. This will work for several megabytes of data. If you have documents in the gigabyte range and want to check them, this isn't so fun. I get the speed up with this approach. Say 100, 150 or so, compared with a TCL implementation. So, since the validation engine is pure C, checking the structure, so you need something C to configure, to tell this engine what elements are allowed in which order or so. So,